अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विजे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्नयमाम चरणं। भाई ओबिशियंस एज इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ भाई परमाराध्य तेम गुरु पाद पद्म नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णु पाद सत्तर श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान के सब स्वामी एंड ऑल्सो इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णु पाद सत्तर श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज ऑल दंडी पादगण ब्रह्मचारीगण all Vaishnav and Vaishnavigan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu street twice past times are very very high and deep meanings. If anyone will hear attentively, very easily they can understand Srimad Bhagavatam and sweet pastimes of Sri Krishna and Radha Jugal. The dialogue between Raya Ramananda and Mahaprabhu, oh, so sweet. I think that if Raya Ramananda Sambhad will be taken out of Chaitanya Charitamrita, oh, so much lagging will be there. So you should, if you want Braj Prem, then you should hear very attentively and follow. I wanted to complete like Raya Ramananda Sambhad, Rath Yatra Prasanga, very high. Sri Roop Siksha, Sri Sanatan Siksha here. But I think we cannot complete.
We'll have to come next.
So we'll keep it for further, another year. Or in Bajar we can. Anywhere we'll discuss.
Italy.
It is very necessary to also know Sri Roop Siksha and also Sanatan Siksha. Without Sanatan Siksha, anyone cannot be perfect also. So we should learn and hear all these things. Now we are continuing Raya Ramananda Sambhad, Prem Prayojan, he should continue. Very
Ashram.
Ashram and
drama.
Drama.
So they are what doing?
Maybe they are anywhere hidden. There is Damodar Maharaj.
I thought we let you speak something that is
আছি।
ও ইউ শুড কন্টিনিউ হোয়াট পিক এম
দামোদর জি আমি রেডি, যখনই আদেশ দেবেন আমি এসে বলবো। দামোদর জি আমি রেডি আছি, যখনই আদেশ দেবেন আমি বলবো এসে।
আমি শুনতে পাচ্ছি না।
দামোদর জি বলছে আমি রেডি আছি, যখনই আদেশ দেবেন আমি বলবো এসে।
ওখান থেকেই বলবে,
এখানে চলে আসবে বলার জন্য
ওই ড্রেসে। মহাপ্রভু বনেছে it was better. It was better.
Number six.
So, see every day morning, me too. Continue with some outline of the ideas that were discussed between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Royal Ananda on the bank of Godavari River. So, yesterday.
Oh, they should.
Yesterday we heard from Srila Gurudev and Vaishnavas how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked what is sadhya, the goal of life, from Roy Ramananda. And Sri Roy Ramananda was giving suggestions to him. He suggested the performance of activities of one's dharma.
And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said this is external. He suggested karmakarna, offering one's karma. Mahaprabhu said it is external. Go on.
Oh, it was better?
Govinda.
You should give that.
Just think, that one is a better microphone.
Krishna, Krishna.
Yes,
better use both.
So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he rejected as being external the dharmacharana, performance of dharma, karma tyag, it's a karmakarna, offering one's karma, dharma tyag, the giving up of karma, and also jnana mishra bhakti, bhakti mixed with a desire for liberation. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard from Ramananda Roy about jnana shunya bhakti, bhakti which has no attempt to understand the opulences of Sri Krishna, but rather one should simply hear and give pranam to the sweet Harikatha flowing from the lips of pure devotees, because that will awaken praying. So then, Roy Ramananda, when he said this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is okay, but please go on, I want to hear more. So Roy Ramananda, he described how If you have no hunger, then food does not give you any happiness. So similarly, unless Sri Krishna, his heart is moved by the love of his devotees, he will not accept their offering, and the devotee himself will not feel joy in rendering service to the Supreme Lord. Then Ramananda Roy said, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitamati. So this morning, on his morning walk, Srila Gurudev was raising the question, is there a difference between bhakti and bhakti rasa? Is there a difference between bhakti and bhakti rasa? Yes, there's a great deal of difference. What is bhakti rasa? Srila Rupa Goswami Pad explained in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Pavanaya padayastu budenanyanya buddhina bhavite kara sanskarais chite bhava sakhatite. When the devotee, he meditates with ananya buddhi, one pointed focus, in his devotion. At that time, Gaura Sanskar, deep impressions rise within his heart, and then he can realize something about his Rati, that means his permanent eternal relationship with Krishna. He can realize how Sri Krishna is a Vibhav, stimulating that attachment. He realizes Anubhav, the reactions to those devotional realizations. He has Sattvikabhav, ecstatic symptoms in his body. And he can also realize some Vyapacharibhav, 33 types of transitory assisting emotions. Yet, in that stage of Rati, in that stage of Bhav, though he can realize these things to a limited degree, because of the Gaura Sanskar, deep impression grace within his heart, he has not yet been able to experience how these five ingredients mix together to produce an astonishing flavor, which is called rasa. So Srila Rupa Goswami Pada wrote, Riyatiti bhavana vartma yastamakara bharabhu chite sattu jule bharam swatite sa rasol mataha. This is his definition of rasa. When there is a flood in the heart of the devotee of Shuddha Sattva, comes to a greater degree than at the stage of Rati. It comes more and his heart is flooded and illuminated with Vishuddha Sattva. At that time, then the five ingredients of rasa, Sthayibhav, Vibhav, Anubhav, Sattvikabhav, and Vyapacharibhav, they mix together to produce an astonishing taste, and that is called Bhakti Rasa. So, even great Vaishnavas, the sadhaks who are doing progress in this world, up to the stage of Bhav, they cannot really taste the full experience of rasa. So on his morning walk this morning, Srila Gurudev said, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati, that the consciousness which is completely absorbed in the mellows of love for Sri Krishna, whose consciousness is that? It is the consciousness of the eternal associates of Sri Krishna in the spiritual world. Madhya Yashoda, Nanda Baba, Subal, Sridham, Dham, Vasubhakdham, the gopis, Radhika, Lalita, Vishaka, and others, they are really Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati. And if a practicing devotee in this world will hear from a realized Vaishnava about their glories, then what will happen? By their grace, a very intense greed may come in his heart. I want to serve Sri Krishna like those eternal associates. So here, Sri Rai Ramananda is giving the explanation how the living entity has a chance to enter into spontaneous devotional service. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he said, this is okay. But go on, tell me more about the goal of life. So Rai Ramananda, he said that Dasya Bhakti Sarvasadhyasar, the essence of all goals of life is Dasya Bhakti. And he gave an example. He quoted a verse that was spoken by Durvasa Rishi. When Durvasa Rishi saw the glories of Ambarish Maharaj, then he said, Yannama Sriti Matrena Puman Bhavati Nirmala Kashyatirta Katakimba Dasanam Abhasishyate. If someone has become Das, really the servant of the Supreme Lord, then what is left for that person to attain? Why? Yadna ma sruti matrena. Bhagavan is such a person that simply by hearing the sound of his name, one's heart becomes completely purified. He is such a great personality that any place that is touched by his lotus feet, that place becomes a tirtha. What are the tirthas? Tirthas are the places that have been touched by his feet. So if a person can have such a qualified master, then what is left for them to attain in their life? This is such a wonderful thing. So then, he quoted a verse from...
Why here he left two rasas?
Yes.
Santaras and Dasaras.
This is Dasaras.
He galloped up to Sakharas.
Why? Dasaras bole.
So, Srila Gurudev is raising a very important question to help us understand Chaitanya Charitamrita. You know that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, once when Brahmin came to Mahaprabhu's assembly, he wanted to read some poetry. But he had not heard properly and deeply from Vaishnavas. So there's some defect in his poetry.
So he read it first of all to Swarup Damodar, who was the secretary of Mahaprabhu. He would check everyone's poetry, because if Mahaprabhu heard anything where there was Siddhanta Virodh, some wrong philosophy, or Rasavas, some defect in mellows, Mahaprabhu would be upset actually. So everything was checked by Sri Swarup Damodar. When Sri Swarup Damodar Swami heard his poetry and saw the mistakes, he told him, Yaha Bhagavata Pada Vaishnava Rastane, Etanta Raswai Karo Chaitanya Tarane. If you want to understand the Srimad Bhagavatam, then you must take shelter of a pure Rasik Vaishnava and hear the Srimad Bhagavatam from them. Otherwise, simply by reading you will not understand. So one day Srila Gurudev said, yes, it is stated, Yaha Bhagavata Pada Vaishnava Rastane. If you want to know the Bhagavatam, you will have to go to the lotus feet of a Vaishnava and hear from him. But Srila Gurudev added, Yaha Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Pare, if you want to read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, then Brajrasik Tattvavit Rupanuga Vaishnava Rasane. You have to go to such a qualified Vaishnava. So I think that without the guidance, the mercy, and the explanations of Srila Gurudev, very difficult for any of us to enter into Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Srila Gurudev is bringing up his point. Why did Ramananda Roy quickly go to Satyarasa? He missed out Shantaras completely. He touched on Dasyaras, but Mahaprabhu said, this is okay, go on. And then Sri Ramananda Roy quoted a verse glorifying the Sakyabha friendship mood. Itam satam rama sukhanu kundaya dasyamikataram paradaya.
No explanation.
Why?
No explanation, why?
I'm coming in this
message. Oh, yeah.
I tried to make a little comment.
Don't elaborate, but yes. Because our
time
is. I want to finish this.
Mayasrikanam taradarakena sadam viraju krita punja punja. Here it is stated that, some people, they think that they worship God and they just try to realize liberation, Brahmasu. Others, they think that God, being the Supreme Personality, they should become His servants, and they serve Him as their Supreme Lord. But they can, and others who are in Maya, they think of Krishna is like an ordinary human being. But none of these can understand how some great personalities, like Supal, Sridhar, Madhu Mangal, Arjuna, Lavanga, spoke of Krishna, and all the boys of Krishna, our boyfriends, they are playing with Him as their very dearest, most intimate friend. So when Mahaprabhu heard this, he said, not eho bhaya, this is external, not eho hai, this is okay. He says, eho utam, this is excellent, this is an excellent thing. So why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say this? Srila Gurudev is raising this question. So first of all, in Vrindavan, in transcendental Vrindavan, there is no the Shantaras, it is dormant there. All the living entities there, they are serving from Dasyabhav up to Madhuryabhav. But in Vrindavan, even Dasyabhav is not Shuddha Dasya, pure Dasya, pure servitude. For example, you know Hanuman, he has Shuddha Dasya. He's always serving Lord Ramachandra in so many ways. But he knows that Lord Ramachandra is God. But in Vrindavan, there, no one thinks that Sri Krishna is God. They think that he's the son of Nanda Maharaj. So being the son of Nanda Maharaj, how will he have any servants? Nanda Baba has servants, and those servants of Nanda Maharaj, they also do some service for his son. But because they're the servants of Nanda Maharaj, their dasya bhava, their servitude mood, may be mixed with some friendship, may be mixed with some parental mood as well. So, because there is no overt Shantaras in Vrindavan, and because the dasya bhava, Shuddha Dasya, is not present, then Mahaprabhu, he wanted to go beyond this. And he first gave his endorsement and his approval to the description of Satyaras. Because in Vrindavan, the praying is Vishramba, very, very intimate and free from all sense of majesty, opulence, and reverence towards Nandalala, the son of Nanda Maharaj.
Very good answer. Perfect. But you should continue. You should continue more. Sakharas,
yes.
Then Vatsalaras and all.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his endorsement to the suggestion of Sakarasa? Because when love is free from all order and reverence, then it's very pleasing to Sri Krishna. How the coward boys play with Sri Krishna? It is so wonderful. They never think that Krishna is God or even that he's greater than them. Sometimes the boys get together in the forest and they wrestle together. Shitam will say to Krishna, "Hey Krishna, what kind of big man are you? You are not greater than me. You see, your father is Nanda Baba and he has 900,000 cows. And my father is Vrishabhanu Baba and he has 1,100,000 cows. So my father has more cows than your father, so I am more important than you. I am greater than you." Sometimes they will wrestle together. Shitam will defeat someone and then he's ready to take on any challenges. At that time, Sri Krishna tells the boy, "Stand back, stand back." And comes into the middle of the place where they're wrestling. And said, "Oh, with my trunk, I scatter the clouds in the sky. I trumpet and strike fear into the hearts of everyone. Now, Sri Krishna, the formidable, undefeatable war elephant, has entered the arena. Oh, Sridharam, you timid deer, be ready to flee." Krishna challenges Sridharam to fight like this. Then when they fight, what happens? Sridharam is the winner and puts Krishna down on the ground and holds him down. Then when Sridharam gets up, he says, Jai, I am the winner. Then Krishna gets up and says, Jai, I am the winner. Boy, is saying, Krishna, what are you doing? You are defeated? Krishna said, "No, I am the winner. Do you know why? Because my nose was up and Sridharam's nose was down. I'm the winner." So then the boys, they quarrel with each other, they take dust and they throw dust at Krishna and Krishna throws dust at them. So once, Vrasa Rishi, he was wandering here and there and on his travels, he came to Vrindavan. He had heard that the Supreme Personality of Godhead plays like an ordinary child in Vrindavan. So the Vrasa Rishi, coming to the forest, he saw the boys throwing dust on each other. He said, "What is this? All the Vedas glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All the rishis offer prayers to him. But what is he doing here? Throwing dust at his friends, then throwing dust at him." He couldn't believe. How beautiful is this child? And the Vrasa Rishi, he was stunned and he sat down. So then Sridharam, he said, "Oh, there's one Baba over there. He saw our fighting. He can decide who was the winner." So then Sridharam and Krishna, they're little boys, and they came over. Sridharam said, "Hey Baba, you tell him who the winner was." Krishna said, "Hey Baba, you saw everything, you tell him who the winner was." But this Baba, he did not give any answer. So Krishna sat down in his lap. Sridharam also sat, and they grabbed his beard, and they're pulling his beard. "Hey, tell him who the winner is." But he was standing next to him, he could not give an answer. Krishna says, "Hey Baba, give an answer, are you deaf?" Sridharam pulled his beard, "Are you dumb?" But the Vrasa, he was in ecstasy seeing the beauty of Sri Krishna. So just then, Krishna began to laugh, and the Vrasa felt himself, oh, entering into the mouth of Krishna, and then he saw that he was in the causal ocean. Millions and millions of universes were there. He thought, "I have to get back to Vrindavan," and he entered into a universe, but he could not get back. He came out, he went into another universe, and for millions of years, he was traveling from universe to universe, lost. Then he heard again a laugh, and again, he came out and he was sitting in Vrindavan. And the two boys were there saying, "Hey, this Baba doesn't know anything, let's go." And they went to play. So how astonishing is this Sakarasa? So Shukadeva Goswami uttered this verse, "Itam Satam Brahma Sukham Bhutya." And when Mahaprabhu heard the glories of the friends of Sri Krishna, then he said, "Eho Uttam, this is wonderful, but Agi Keva, go further, tell me something more." So then, Ramananda Rai, he was in ecstasy remembering the pastimes of Vrindavan. And he said, "Nanda kim akarod Brahma, shreyameva mayo naya." Oh, what austerities has Nanda Maharaj performed to be the father of Sri Krishna? And what great pious activities did Mother Yashoda do in order to actually be the one who feeds her breast milk to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So this verse was spoken by Parikshit Maharaj to Shukadeva Goswami after he heard the Dham Bandhan Leela. he heard that Mother Yashoda, she has so much love for Krishna, that when Krishna is naughty, she can take the rope from her hair and bind him. And now Krishna is bound and he cannot escape. How astonishing it is. No one ever did it before. Lord Nishingadeva was not being bound by anyone. Lord Balandeva was not being bound by anyone. Even Lord Ramachandra was never tied up by his mother. But the Supreme Personality Godhead in Vrindavan becomes like a small baby. Even when he's a baby, he cannot roll over. He will cry, wah, wah, and his mother will have to roll him over. That Lord who saved the world in the form of Arahadeva and picked up the world on his tusk. That Lord who saved the world by killing Hiranyakashipu. That Lord who saved the world by destroying Ravana. Now in Vrindavan, as a baby, he cannot save himself from a mosquito. So if a mosquito will come, he will cry and his mother will protect him. So that very Krishna is playing in the arms of Mother Yashoda. She thinks, if I don't feed him, he will die. He who is feeding and maintaining the whole universe, she thinks I am maintaining him by my breast milk. He is my son. So hearing the glories of Mother Yashoda, then Rishi Maharaj, he became astonished. He thought, how wonderful this is. What did she do in her previous life to attain this position? But this is really a rhetorical question, because no one can do anything to become Mother Yashoda. She is the eternal mother of Sri Krishna, and Nanda Baba is the eternal father. But he mentioned Nanda Baba first, and then Mother Yashoda, because though both of them, they have Vatsalya Prem, parental love, Mother Yashoda's love is even higher, even superior to the love of Nanda Maharaj. Now a question comes. If the love of the cowherd boys is so wonderful, why did the Rama and the Rai then move on to the love of Mother Yashoda? The reason is this. All the types of relationship with Krishna, the various rasas, they have particular ingredients. In Shantarasa, there is Krishna Nishtha. The mind is fixed on Krishna and Krishna Tyag, giving up all other objects. In Dasya Rasa, both of these elements are present, but there is also Mamata, a feeling of possessiveness, and also Seva, active service. So Dasya Rasa has all the symptoms of Shantaras plus two more. Then in Sakyaras has all the characteristics of Shanta, Dasya, plus an added one, and that is called Vishramba, or feelings of intimacy, feelings of equality. A servant always feels less than the master, but the friend feels equal. So the Sakyaras, friendship, that mood is higher. But Vatsalya Rasa, it has all the qualities of Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, and plus two more. One is Palan Poshan, and the other one, Haran Bhaksan. Palan Poshan means the spirit, that I have to nourish Sri Krishna. I have to maintain him. And Haran Bhaksan means I'll have to give him some discipline. Like Mother Yashoda, she thought, if I don't tie up Krishna and give him some discipline or punishment for his misbehavior, when he grows up, then I cannot say what might happen. He could become a dacoit even. So I should give him some discipline. Now the cowherd boys, they'll never think in this way. Srila Gurudev gave a wonderful example. One day, Krishna and his friends, they were playing. They were very close to Nandagaon and enjoying wonderful games. Mother Yashoda, she told Rohini Maya, oh Rohini, can you tell Krishna that the prasadam is ready, Nanda Baba is waiting, and he should come home and honor prasad. So she sent Rohini to call him. So Rohini came out to where the boys were playing and said, oh Krishna, Nanda Baba is waiting, your food is ready, please come at once. So Krishna was in the middle of playing with his boys and he thought, oh, I have to go. Then the boy said, Krishna, our game is just coming to the high point, to the best point. And if you leave right now, when our game is on the highest level, then we won't play with you tomorrow. Krishna became afraid. What should I do? Rohini Maya's calling. My friends, they want me to continue to play. The friends will not think, oh, Krishna's been playing so long, he became tired, he became hungry. Who will think that? Mothers will think like that. So then Krishna, he went back and played. And Rohini Maya returned and said, I called him, but he's not coming. So then Mother Yashoda, all right, I'll do it. So then Mother Yashoda went out to where Sri Krishna was playing, and she said to Sri Krishna, Sri Krishna, now the evening is coming, and do you know who comes here in the evening? He said, no, Maya. He said, in the evening time, the Owl Bilal comes here. Krishna said, what is the Owl Bilal? Mother Yashoda said, the Owl Bilal has big pointed teeth, and ferocious eyes, and pointed ears, and covered in hair, very ferocious. Sri Krishna said, Maya, can I play with the Owl Bilal? Mother Yashoda said, no. You know what he does? He has a bag, and he catches little boys like you, and puts them in his bag and takes them away forever. He said, oh, really? Then Mother Yashoda, she looked over Krishna's shoulder, as if she saw something very frightening, and she screamed, and she turned and she ran. And Krishna was so frightened, he didn't dare look behind. He said, hey, Maya, wait for me! And ran up his mother and came all the way home. So this is called Vatsalya Rasa, the mood of a parent. I have to nourish him, I have to take care of him.
Go on, we'll have to finish.
Hold on, come on. Okay, so then... So when Mahabhu heard the glories of Vatsalya Rasa, he was very happy and he said, hey, oh Uttam, this is wonderful. But, Agi Peohar, can you go a little further? So then, Ramananda Rai, his heart was also overflowing with more and more ecstasy, remembering the pastimes of Vrindavan, inclining more and more towards the confidential pastimes. So then, Ramananda Rai, he thought, yes, there is a love that is even superior to Vatsalya Rasa. A love that includes all the ingredients of Shantaras, Dasaras, Sakaras, Vatsalya Rasa, but another ingredient. And that level of love is called Madhurya Rasa or Sringara Rasa, the romantic mood. Kanta Bhava Diya, in this mood of a beloved, then the devotee even offers their body in the service of Krishna completely. And it has also many other ingredients that are unimaginable for the devotees in the other rasas. So then Ramananda Rai, he wanted to glorify the gopis of Vrindavan. So when he remembered them, he remembered a verse that had been spoken by Sri Uddhav. Sri Uddhav was sent by Krishna to Vrindavan, and there he saw the separation moods of the gopis, and especially of Srimati Radhika. And seeing this, having their association, he realized something of their glories, little, and he began to glorify them. So he said, Nayam Sriyanga Unatantarase Prasada Swayoshitam Naira Gandarutam Kutamya Rasutsavasa Buddha Danda Grinita Kanta Labdarishanga Udakaj Vaja Sundarinam. Oh, the favor, the mercy that Sri Krishna has bestowed upon the gopis of Vrindavan was never attained by Lakshmi Devi. Vaksha Vilasini, Sri Lakshmi Devi, the eternal Shakti and consort of Lord Narayan, she did not attain the mercy that Sri Krishna has bestowed upon Braj gopis. Nayam Sriyanga Unatantarate Prashada Swayoshitam. So if Lakshmi didn't attain it, then what to speak of Swaryoshita, the ladies of the heavenly planets, who are so beautiful that the natural fragrance of their body, you know, if you don't clean the body, that fragrance comes. But they are so beautiful that the natural fragrance of their body is like lotus flowers. They are so beautiful, but they did not attain the mercy that the gopis attained. What to speak of the ladies of this material world, who are beautiful by ordinary standards, they cannot compare to heavenly demigods or Lakshmi Devi. It means that gopis are superior to all of these. What is the prasad that gopis attain? Here he says, Rasutsavasya Bhuja Danda Grinita Kanta Labdarisham Yapudagad Vipraja Sundarina. He said, at the time of Rasa Lila, Sri Krishna, he kept his arms around the necks of Braj gopis. So Uddhava is very mercy. He does not want to say everything openly, but our acharyas and Srila Gurudev, very mercifully, they revealed something. Here, Buddha is saying that Krishna's arms, they are bhuja danda, they are like sticks. So sticks, danda, they are straight. So what is the significance of this? It means that at the time of Rasa-lila, when Sri Krishna was dancing together with Braj Gopis, at that time, the music was so beautiful. But then Sri Krishna, he stopped dancing. There was something missing from that music. What? Oh, the sound of Radhika's ankle bell. One of her ankle bells had come off. So Sri Krishna, he stopped, and he was searching in the grass, and then he found, oh, I have found your new board. And then very lovingly, placed it on the lotus feet of Radhika. At the time of that Rasa-lila, when gopis become they're covered in perspiration from dancing and singing so much, Sri Krishna himself takes his own pitambar and gently wipes the perspiration from their brow. He wipes the kumkum from their breast, and then with that red color, he colors his own heart to send a message to them that your love has completely captivated my heart. And his arms are like danda, they are straight. Why? Perhaps those of you who are parents have had the experience. If a child approaches you and comes in your lap and with straight arms,
like this,
and hanging around your neck, what does it mean? It means, daddy, daddy, I want something. You know? So when someone approaches you like this, it means they're begging, they're asking for something. So here Buddha is indirectly saying that during the Rasa-lila, Sri Krishna went to Braj Gopis, put his arms like this around their necks, and in a very humble mood, he confessed to them, oh my dear gopis of Vrindavan, I disappeared from you. Please forgive me, but I beg you, never disappear from me, because without you, I cannot stay alive. Did anyone, did Sri Krishna ever say this to anyone? No, only to Braj Gopis. So in this way, Sri Uddhavji, he glorified the intense power of their love to control the heart of Sri Krishna. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he said, Eho Uttam, this is great, but can you? Adi Kayor, can you go a little further? Then Ramananda Rai, he thought, yes, I have glorified the general love of all the gopis. But out of all the gopis, one of them is supermost. So then Sri Ramananda Rai, he said, Yatharadha priya vishnus tasya kundam priyantata sarva gopishu sevaka vishnu atyanta valabha anayaradito lunam bhagavan hari ishvara yanno vihaya govinda prito yam anayadraha. This verse, Anilaradita Nunam, is from Srimad Bhagavatam. During the Rasa-lila, Sri Krishna was dancing with all gopis. When Radharani saw this, then Mani came, a contrary mood. And in a huff, she left Rasa-lila. And when Sri Krishna noticed that she had gone, he did not want to dance with others. And he also left. And he caught up with her, and the two of them walked through the forest, and they came to Sringaravat. And there Sri Krishna, firstly, decorated the hair of Radhika with flowers. In the meantime, the other gopis were searching everywhere. Where is Krishna? And they came across some footprints, and they followed them. And they saw that next to Sri Krishna's footprints, there were the footprints of some gopi, one individual gopi. At that time, the gopi said, Anila Radhito Nunam Bhagavan Hari Ishvara. How astonishing it is that this particular gopi must have worshipped Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord. Why? Because if someone worships the Supreme Lord, then all one's desires can be fulfilled. So by worshipping the Supreme Lord, her desire to play along with that cowherd boy, Sri Krishna, that desire was fulfilled. So there's so much madhurya, sweetness in this verse. They were astonishing. How is it? She must be so special. She must be so wonderful that Sri Krishna, leaving all of us, prefers to be along with her. How wonderful this is. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he said, this is good, but I have a doubt. I have a doubt, and the doubt is this, that when Sri Krishna left the Rasa-lila with Radhika, he did it secretly. He did not do it in front of everyone. So I think that it could be that when he took Radharani alone, at that time, in his heart, he still had some feeling for another gopi. And so he took her away secretly so that other gopi would not feel hurt. So this hero is called Dakshinyanayaka. The Dakshinyanayaka is a hero who has love for one heroine, but still maintains very sweet feelings in his heart for another, and thinks of her when he meets with another one. The sincere hero. So Mahaprabhu thought, oh, it may be that Krishna took Radhika alone, but he still may have more love for someone else. And this could be evidenced by the fact that they disappeared secretly, in secret. So then Ramananda Rai, he had to refute this and really prove conclusively, once and for all, that Radhika is the greatest sweetheart of Sri Krishna and that she fully controls him. So he quoted a verse from Sri Gita Govinda, Kamsari api samsara. In this description of Gita Govinda,
Vasana Baddha Srinkhalam Radha Mahadaya Tetaji Vajasandari.
In this description of Gita Govinda, Sri Krishna was sitting amongst so many gopis of Vrindavan, and Radhika came, saw him, and from a distance she left. And there and then, in the presence of all Braj gopis, Sri Krishna got up and left them all and went to meet with, she tried to find Radhika, but he could not find her. And so, Ramananda, he quoted another verse describing when Sri Krishna was unable to find Radhika, he sat down in the kunj and began to cry. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained the same lila in his song. Shatakoti gopi maravaman rakite narilo kori jatan. Hundreds of thousands of gopis, they tried to please Krishna and make him happy, but he could not be satisfied. And he left them all to search out Radhika. And being unable to find Radhika, he sat alone in the kunj and he was weeping. So what does it mean? Srila Gurudev gave a very beautiful explanation. He said that when wind, you know wind? Have you ever seen wind? No one has. You cannot see wind. What do you see? When a tornado comes, you cannot see the wind. You only see the damage that it does. It uproots trees, it takes the roofs off the houses, it overturns everything. So similarly, it is impossible to describe the greatness and the depth and the beauty of Radhika's love. There are not words fully to describe that. But here Ramananda Rai is saying that just as you cannot see the wind, but you can see the effect that the wind has. So similarly, you cannot fully describe the love of Radhika, but you can see the effect that it has on the heart of Sri Krishna. That he would prefer to be alone with his memories, not even with Radhika. Krishna would prefer to be alone with his memories of Radhika than to be with thousands and thousands of millions of other gopis. So what a wonderful glorification of Radhika's praying Sri Ramananda Rai has expressed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
After that, but in brief, very brief.
Yes. So then, after that, see, Rai Ramananda, he began to explain to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the Swarup of Srimati Radhika. Radhika is Mahabhav Swarupini, the embodiment of Mahabhav. She is not of her flesh and blood like people of this world. She is made of transcendental loving emotions for Sri Krishna. Everything from head to toe. Not only her form, her cloth, her ornaments, everything. So Sri Rai Ramananda began to describe the Vigraha, the Sri Vigraha of Srimati Radhika. How her skirt, it is not made of silk or polyester or anything. It is made of laja, her shyness. Her choli, her shirt, is her modesty. The red cosmetic on her lips, this is her rag, her attachment for Sri Krishna. Her earrings, don't think they are just silver and gold, they are made of bhav. What bhav? The lobe, the greed to hear about the name, form, qualities and pastimes of Sri Krishna. Radhika's swarup is decorated with astasattvic bhavs, 8 types of transcendental ecstasy, up to the point of sudipta. And her behavior is decorated with Vinsati Bhav Alankars, 20 types of ecstatic emotional ornaments, such as Hav, Bhav, Hela, Shobha, Dipti, Kanti, Algari, Madhurya, Dalit, Vijiti, Vilas, Vibram, Kilakinchit, and so on. Very astonishing things. Without taking shelter of the Ujwala Nilamani of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, it's impossible to enter into these mysteries. Mahaprabhu heard all these things. He said, go on, go on.
And then Ramananda Roy said, no one ever asked me to go further than this before. But you asked him. So then Roy Ramananda, he said, there is one more subject I have not described. It is called Prem Vilas Virada. Then Mahaprabhu took his hand and covered his mouth. But when Mahaprabhu took his hand away, Roy Ramananda began to sing, Ahiraga Nayana Ponga Vela Chiradina Purila Avadina Gila Nasu Ramana Nahama Ramani Duiman Manu Bhava Krishna Jami Radhaya Bhavatasta Chita Jatani Sweda Vilapya Kramat. He described how Radhika was speaking. She said, when Krishna first looked towards me, then Bhavarag, this intense attachment for him was awakened within my heart. And as the days went by day, that attachment was growing and growing and growing. And he came to the stage that when I meet with Sri Krishna, I forget. Am I his beloved and he is my lover? I forget this, and only the taste of the love remains. It is as if Kamadev, Cupid himself, has taken our two hearts and he has melted them together and mixed it with the vermilion and made it red, and then he has decorated the palace of the universe. So in this verse, Sri Ramananda Rai is explaining the Mahabhava Radharani, how it has three aspects, Swasamrita Dasha, Prakashita, and Yavadashray Vritti. Swasamrita Dasha means that stage where Anurag becomes the object of its own experience. That the lover and the object of love, they forget themselves, and only the taste of that love remains. Prakashita means that all the sattvic bhavs come in the stage of Sudipta, which is all eight sattvic bhavs at the same time, with their intensity increasing thousands and thousands of times over. And Yavadashray Vritti means that the ecstatic feelings that Radharani feels, they expand from her, and they touch the hearts of those who are nearby to the degree to which they have the eligibility to understand them. Just like Ramananda Rai gave the example, if an artist will paint a mansion very beautifully with red shellac, if someone will walk there, they will see and they'll be struck with wonder. So similarly, when Radha and Krishna meet together, Radhika's ecstasy is so high that her sakis, and more than that, her manjaris, they feel intensely the emotions that Radhika herself is experiencing. And that is to become the maidservant of Radhika and thereby realize some part of her very highest Varanaki Mahabhava, that is the sadhya, or the highest goal of life. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, then he became very satisfied. He said that sadhya vastu sadhan bina keho nahi paai kripa kaho karai papara upai. Hey Roy Ramananda, now I have heard from you about sadhya, the ultimate goal of life, but I know that without taking up the appropriate sadhana, the appropriate practice, any sadhya vastu, any goal cannot be attained. So kripa karo karai papara upai. Be merciful and tell to me how that goal can be attained. So Sri Ramananda Rai, he said, Gopiyanu Gatya Vina Aishwarya Jane Vajilera Nahi Pai Vajendra Nandane. If someone thinks that Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they have some moods of Aishwarya or in reverence towards him, they can never attain him. There is only one method. Gopi Vina Anugatya. Unless one follows in the footsteps of the gopis of Vrindavan, one will not be able to attain that. So Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, he explained, Krishnam smaram dhiram tasya, Krishnam nija samihitam. It is not enough only to meditate and remember Sri Krishna. Even Kamsa Maharaj is always thinking of Sri Krishna. The point here is that we don't want a mood like Sri Krishna. We want to attain a mood like Sri Krishna's eternal associates. So Rupa Goswami, he wrote, Nita Prasva Samihitam. One should remember Krishna along with that associate after whom one aspires to follow. And he tat tat katara tas jaso, being absorbed
in hearing and chanting the katha of those particular associates, kuryat vasam vrajay sada, one should reside in Braj. And if physically one cannot reside in Braj, at least by mind, one should reside in Braj. So Sri Raghunath Roy explained the path of Bhakti Mahaprabhu of Raghunuga Bhakti doing Sadhan Bhajan. Said after a very long time of meditating upon the services of Braj Gopis, gradually the realization will come. Then Bhakta Deya Paila Pai Gunera Swaran. When once spiritual body manifests by the mercy of those eternal associates, then one can become absorbed in the remembrance. Guna Kristi Hoya, then Nirvala Bhajan. One's heart becomes attracted to the qualities of Radha and Krishna, and one can engage in the Nirvala Bhajan.
Thank you. Can you continue more afterward? Can you? Then try. Tumi bolte paro?
What is the best katha? Who is the best katha?
Erpor
all those questions. They have to be there.
Apni ektu bole dilo drama ache to bhai apni bole dilen ektu.
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped his mouth hearing this. Paila hi rag nayan bhanga. Why he stopped? That at once, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here saying he will be Krishna. I will be Krishna. Remembering Radhika. So he stopped his mouth. Oh, nothing more than that. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he showed his Rasaraj Mahabhav. He told Raramananda, oh, I have a doubt. Don't anything hide from me. I saw a sannyasi form, and then I saw Vansi Vadan Krishna you, and I saw you are covered with a very Kanchan Puttalika, very golden any form, that is Radhika. And her beauty, Radhika beauty, coming through you, so you are not seen black. Means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu color, Radhika color. Krishna color is hidden somewhat by cover, but not fully, like very fine cloth. It is coming. So who are you? Who are you? Then Mahaprabhu showed his Rasaraj Mahabhav. What is the Rasaraj Mahabhav? At once Raramanand fell down and he became senseless. He has seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has seen Radhika. He has seen Krishna. Their love he has seen. But this special thing, at one time Rasaraj Mahabhav. Who is Rasaraj?
Krishna Swayam.
Krishna himself. And Mahabhav up to Madanakya Bhav, Srimati Radhika, both combined. And that is why he fanned. He could not tell anything. After that, he became very in wonder, and he fell flat on the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, don't tell this to anyone, keep me secret. But I came, and my wish, desire was fulfilled to you. I heard, so many wonderful things